smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that are tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're having a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool movies, we got award-winning actress, producer, Katie Wallen, coming into the studio. Before that, we also have coming into the studio as a lovely, handsome, dashing guest co-host, award-winning actor, filmmaker, Harley Wallen. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more awesome celebrity interviews, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see your in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Katie Wallen, go to our Facebook page over at Star Wars Entertainment over on Facebook. And also, if you like the music we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, TYRONETA. N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host. And we always like to rotate our guest co-hosts. And I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts through the seasons. Grateful and appreciative. I love having you guys in here. And so without further ado, he was a guest several times on our show, but now he is going to be a guest co-host on the show. He is award-winning actor, filmmaker, producer. He's a writer. But most of all, he's also just a genuine good guy and a dear friend. Here he is, my dear friend, from the new movie Ash and Bone, releasing October 4th. We have Harley Wallen. Welcome back, my man.
Thank you, Tyrone. Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's great.
Awesome to be here.
It's been a bit. Is it before
COVID? I think we had one. Right before Agramon's Gate. I think it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly, a couple of years. It doesn't feel, because we follow each other on social, so yeah. It feels like we see each other. But at the end of the day, I started thinking about it. I think a memory post came up at one point not too long ago. I was like, wow, that was a couple of years ago. Welcome back. So here you are in the hot seat of the guest co-host now.
Big shoes to fill. Yeah, I love the guest. All your guest shows are, our guest hosts are always so awesome that it's going to be got big shoes to fill.
Well, cool. Well, we got some a pretty big guest to you and to me. You know, she's a really dear person. I think you know her a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I got some good questions.
Yeah. Cool. But before that, I don't know if you got the memo, Harley Wallen. The guest goes. I know as the guest, you didn't have to worry about it, but as the guest goes, I don't know if you got that memo. The memo is the guest co-host. We talk about some movie reviews or possibly television reviews or anything like that. Have you seen any movies or good TV shows lately?
I have. I watched Dope Sick on Hulu, and that to me is definitely something that I'd love to talk about, because this whole pandemic that we're in has obviously been a major pain in the neck. But the pandemic that we're still living through with the opioid addictions, it's still happening, and people are still fighting this, and people are still having the hardest time getting out of this. And this film or this TV series, Dope Sick, to me, takes you through that ride. And I've always been a giant Michael Keaton fan. But man, oh man, okay, is he ever amazing. And in this thing, going through the journey with him, is pretty amazing.
Awesome. Well, let me do a little quick, little synopsis on this. Thanks to IMDb here. Here's a little bit about Dope Sick. Again, it's a TV series on Hulu. Here's a little quick synopsis. Again, thanks to IMDb. The series, Dope Sick, the series takes viewers to the epicenter of America's struggle with opioid addiction, from the boardrooms of Purdue Pharma to a distressed Virginia mining community to the hallways of the DEA. Created by Danny Strong and starring the awesome Michael Keaton, Peter Sarsgaard, Michael Stuhlbarg, a plethora of great actors. If I'm missing, I do apologize, but a lot of great actors. I have not gotten to see the show, but you have. So obviously you've been raving about it. So yeah. What's your ultimate thing about the show? What got you, quote unquote, addicted to watching the show?
Well, definitely, seeing Michael Keaton take on the role that he plays in this. He plays a doctor who essentially, by almost accident, with Skarsgård, fellow sweet of mine, kind of giving him some bad information about prescribing these opioids, and how reluctantly he goes there, and how little it takes to slip, and then to see it all slowly unravel, and to see it, and you see it so intimately, how it takes lives from every single angle. And I think that journey to me was impactful.
Awesome.
I don't think I ever felt this way and this strongly about the opioid addiction that we see around us.
Wow. So is it a show? Obviously, I'm assuming I'm going to hear. Do you highly recommend checking this out?
Oh, I absolutely do. Yeah, yeah. Like I went on IMDb actually and gave it a 10. And that was, this is a fantastic show.
Awesome. Again, so it's called Dope Sick. It's been out. It's actually a lot of people been raving about it. And then you were the first one actually that did a review on it on the show. Again, it's out there. It's called Dope Sick, starring Michael Keaton. And it's on Hulu. So check that out.
Yeah, all right. Well, stabs you in the heart.
All right. Well, thank you for that quick review there. Harley Wallen. So now I don't know if your people talk to my people. Did you get the other memo? The other memo is that the guest co-host of the hour arranges a way to bring on the guest of the hour. Ooh. So sometimes, we bring them in on, limos, Millennium Falcons, hang gliders, etc. Did you by any chance arrange a way to make, she's probably going to get you if you don't bring her in right, but how did you arrange a way, or I could go to my backup plan to bring her into the studio?
Well, what would make sense, because she loves roller coasters, would be if she came in on a roller coaster.
You know, it's funny because I saw them building something this whole week and they didn't want to unveil it yet. I was wondering what was outside. That's right. I think it does look like out there out in the studio. That would be a kind of interesting. That would be the first someone bringing on a roller coaster.
Wow.
Especially made for this dear person of yours. And can you explain a little bit of your why is she so dear to you?
Because we are celebrating our 10-year anniversary in a month.
Wow, congratulations. So this is obviously your wife.
Yes.
Just want to make sure, you never know. Congratulations. It's been awesome. I've got to interview you guys both on the carpets through the years, and it's great to see your relationship blossom and to stay strong and healthy. So that's really cool. So that's why I thought it'd be appropriate for you to guest co-host to bring in your wife on this special roller coaster. So again, also, I don't know if you know this, she's also in this new movie. It's called Ash and Bone. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it. I actually, I was at the premiere last night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And tell a little bit, before we bring her in, a little bit of your involvement with this Ash and Bone for people that don't know.
So this film I directed, and actually for the first time ever, me and my wife play husband and wife on screen, which is pretty cool, except we're not at all like ourselves. The Lucas and Sarah that we play in the film are a little bit more enablers and pushovers than we are as parents. But I think that lack of ability to stand up to things and enabling problems causes the problems to go a lot further than they need it to.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get more into talking about your film Ash and Bone, which releases October 4th, when your dear wife coming into the studio. So I guess without further ado, on the count of three, you're going to unlock that studio door. And then okay. I guess you see all that fanfare down there. We're going to be bringing her in on the count of three. I guess you're going to whistle her in. I guess that's them. They're already, she's already up on the roller coaster right there.
Yeah,
so the count of three, you'll bring her in. Okay, one, two, and three. Uh-oh, here she comes on a roller coaster. Spinning out. Whoa, here we go. Oh, my God. There he goes. Whoa. She's spinning around three times.
Oh, God.
Wow.
She's waving to the fans. They're throwing roses at her.
Woo.
That's
amazing.
Oh, it's slowing down here. It's coming in. Oh, she's taking some selfies. Somehow they got up. They got up on there, taking some selfies with them. She just signed quickly an autograph. I don't know how she did that.
I don't even know how. Wow, I didn't see anybody else there.
Here she is coming in on a roller coaster. She is one of the stars of the new film, Ashen Bone. She is award-winning actress, producer. Here she is into the studio, my dear friend and Harley Wallen's wife. Here she is, the lovely and talented Katie Wallen. Welcome. I'm a roller coaster. Actress, producer, Katie Wallen, one of the stars of the new feature film by Harley Wallen, Ash and Bone, releasing October 4th. And welcome, Katie Wallen, to StarOCinema.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
No, it's a great pleasure to having you on now as the guest of the hour. I know we've had your husband on as the guest a couple times, and but I've gotten to interview through the years, but now you are the guest of the hour.
Yes, welcome. And it is an honor. Yeah. Thank you so much.
So
that
for
was
the
a wild ride.
Yeah, it was a wild. Thank you, Harley, for providing that roller coaster.
Yeah, it was not cheap.
Yeah. You kept the receipt, right?
Yes, I did.
So, without further ado, I don't know if you're people talking to my people, but I don't know if you heard about this memo. It's a very hard hitting question we start off, and I don't know if your even hubby, told you about the hard hitting question we start off with. Okay, so you ready?
Oh, I'm
okay,
ready.
Okay, so the hard hitting question we like to start off ready. Here we go. Is where are you born and raised?
Born and raised in the Metro Detroit area, mm-hmm. Washington Township, just outside of Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actress, producer, or just enter in the entertainment industry?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
Really? Not even a little bit?
Not even a little bit.
What did you think you wanted to do?
First I knew I wanted to help people. Veterinarian, at one point, I wanted to be a firefighter. I know, crazy, right?
Wow.
I actually was going to school to be a police officer. I was about to join the police, getting registered into the police academy. And when I decided that that was just not it for me, and I decided on massage therapy. So I am a myomassologist by day and a entrepreneur, actress, producer by night.
Well, so what is it called? What is it called?
A myomassologist.
A myomassologist. So that what they is like, that
the medical grade massage.
Yes.
Wow.
So like we learn all these modalities that help with diseases or like if you have like Hodgkin's lymphoma or anything like that. Like you learn how to do lymph drainage, you learn Reiki, you learn cranial sacral. I mean, obviously deep tissue, but there's so much more to it, and like chakras and all that.
That's awesome.
It's incredible. I love it. And I get to help people.
That's awesome. Let's say this. What inspired you to actually get into acting, or was there a particular actor, actress, or someone in general that got you into actually showbiz itself?
Yeah. So it all really started when my sister was going to school for film here in California. And then she would go to Detroit in the summer and do whatever project, whether like her thesis project, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I was under her wing and I helped her with whatever she needed. So I was able to see like different areas of film and where, I mean, I just learning different skills and stuff. Whether it was just signing people in at auditions or helping hold the sound equipment or holding the pumpkin and being an extra. Like it was just like these little tiny things, but I was so fascinated by it and I loved it, but no way did I ever think that it would be my career.
Wow. And so she was like your first inspiration.
Yes.
Oh, did you have a favorite?
We should give the plug. Kelly, her older sister, has I think 5 primetime Emmys.
Wow. She's a producer.
And
she now directs as well. But
mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And she's traveling all over. I mean, she's she's doing great for herself, and I'm proud of her.
Yeah.
Proud of you, Kelly.
That's awesome. So then she kind of was like the one that kind of got you into it,
yeah,
so to speak. Is there any actresses that inspired you as well?
Well,
maybe?
There's quite a few of them. And I've actually talked about some of them here on some shows. But Natalie Portman is a big one for me because she's always been like drop-dead gorgeous, and she's never limited herself. She's always taking the roles that have layers, and I'm at awe with her and how she is as an actress. And I'm sure like most professional actors, it's a sort of therapy for us, and I can see with her that there's a deeper meaning, and she has a passion for this, and I can tell she loves what she does.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I know, like, Harley, you mentioned people that have inspired you. Who was the ones that inspired you before?
I mean, I think for me, a lot of the greats, the De Niro's, the Pacino's, the Denzel's, that's really, really big for me. I love those guys. I love those characters.
Yeah.
You know, if I could have been a day player on Goodfellas, I would, you know, cash my check at that point. I'm done.
Yeah, that's like awesome.
I live for that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. So when you're going to study to become, let's say, go in law enforcement, and then all of a sudden, you know, like, what made you go? Okay, let's say, what made you segue from knowing that your sister was involved with the entertainment industry, but what made you go into another field? Is it just you just didn't like entertainment at the time, or?
I mean, living in Detroit, there really wasn't a lot going on, and I didn't really have an avenue to, like, push me in a direction with it. I didn't know what to do. So, like, I did get involved with, like, the industry as far as modeling was concerned in Michigan, and I do have, like, published work and stuff, but I just, to me, I needed more. And the thing is I didn't know where to start with that, and it really wasn't until I met Harley, because he was an actor that, like, he was doing stuff right there. And
In your hometown, so to speak.
Yeah, in our hometown. And it was, he opened me up. He opened me up to getting involved and putting myself out there and being vulnerable enough to give this a shot.
Am I okay to talk about, like, how you guys met?
Yes,
or like how that like, cause it's your anniversary, but I don't like to go into personal, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're open, since you brought up you know, how was it that you met, and then how was it that you actually then got inspired via him to more good into it?
Okay, so funny story with him. There's like, you know, you sometimes wonder, like, if somebody's meant to be in your life, and there were reminders before we were even together,
before we even
officially met. We were friends on MySpace at the time,
MySpace.
The MySpace days, and Facebook. But, like, I always found myself kind of, like, finding my way towards him. And then I was in college driving on Hall Road, and one day, I turn to my right, and I see this van, and it's, like, it's not a good van. Uh-huh. It's a rusted out old beater. And I remember thinking it looked like it was. But listen, you shouldn't, don't talk yet. But I was just thinking to myself, like, oh, like that van sucks. And I look in the window and I see him in the window. And I have this feeling in my gut that I'm going to marry this man. Uh-huh. I don't even know who this is. And I started, like, freaking out, rolling up my windows and, like, not letting him see me. Because I was just like, I didn't know how to handle it, you know? And then, like, 2 years later, where I was working at a bar. I was a bartender while I was in college, you know, paying the bills. And there was a fashion show going on called Rock the Runway. And I was working the private bar for the models in the show. Well, lo and behold, this man right here, like, there's a line, like, super long line, probably like 20 people, right, waiting for a drink from me. And he just waltzed right up to the front of the line and just asked politely if he could have a drink. And I'm like, well, you're lucky that I'm going to decide on letting you do that. But I did it. And then, yeah, I mean, it's just...
Wow.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was wild.
Wow, that's awesome. And then that's when you started getting more involved into showbiz itself.
Well, I mean, we later, like, what was it, like a month later, we actually started, like, he reached out to me, and we met and we talked, and we've been inseparable really ever since. But at that time, he was working on some independent projects in Detroit. This was right after the incentives had been taken away. And that's kind of where it,
Batman versus Superman, I think, right.
It was right
that
then.
Time.
Yeah,
yeah. It was crazy.
But yeah, no, that's kind of like, that's where it began.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so let's go for, so flash forward. So obviously you said you were going into law enforcement, you're going to all this stuff. And then what made you just not maybe want to do more law enforcement, especially when you said you were about to be, you know,
yeah,
you know, go so, heavily involved into it. And you,
right?
Were you? Did you already graduate from the academy? Or?
No, no, no. I was like getting ready to. So what I did was I took my basics first, uh-huh. and I was taking this one class. Now this class is what really changed it for me. It was the it was just criminal investigation. Uh-huh. And what you had to do was you're basically studying on how to identify things like in, you know, correct. when you have a scene in front of you and you're about to walk in on a body, like you have to be able to like scan out this entire area. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, I don't even know if I can swallow that. Like, I used to watch CSI when I was younger and Without a Trace, and I loved those shows, but seeing it on TV versus actually seeing it in real life is so different. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know, like, I'm a very I carry my emotions, like, I'm a very emotional person, and and one thing that I will say is I have learned over time that I hold on to things longer than maybe I should. So I've learned to like let things go and not let things bug me, but I don't think I could carry that every day seeing things like that, and I felt like I would probably lose my mind. I didn't think I was built for that, so I just decided that there's another way to do this.
Wow. Okay. So let's go into more depth into your career. I'm thinking about doing maybe a music break or so. But before that, I want to get more into the nitty gritty. What would you think was your first project for you? Because I know I'm seeing a mm-hmm. list of stuff that you did that you just said, okay, after you did this, you're like, I think I'm going to do this more. You know, was there a particular film or project that you worked on?
Yeah, I would actually say Moving Parts.
Yes.
Okay. I would agree. You would agree? That's great. I'm happy you agree. And the reason is because I had this opportunity in front of me that I really felt that I didn't deserve.
Uh-huh.
And I felt if I have this opportunity, because I was the right fit for this character and just the way that the casting had been put together for this, it worked. But I was feeling, because my thing is I'm a lead in that, and mm-hmm. and you carry a lot as a lead. If you show any, you know, weakness in your acting mm-hmm. game, then it can wreck the whole movie. And that's a pressure that a lot of people can't really handle. And it's hard, especially for somebody who really isn't the lead. You know, I'm more of like a supporting or, you know, before that. So I really took the time to do my research and study and learn more about acting on a level that
got herself an acting
taught me,
coach and you know.
Yeah, that just taught me though that you should always be a student to the craft.
Uh-huh.
And from that moment on, I have always looked at acting as I am taking in and absorbing all this information from others, and I want to use this as tools and just build up my acting game. So yeah, it would definitely Moving Parts.
Now for you, Harley, what was it that intrigued you to, let's say, work with your, was that before wife then, or was it like
we were husband and wife, but I saw the character in her. Mm-hmm. So I knew that you had it in you to play it, and I knew that the exposure that you've had to the acting and film before then was going to help you along the way, and then with the coaching and directing and everything else, that we were going to be able to get there. And I think I was right. I think that it worked out really, really well for us with that. And it was the beginning of some pretty amazing things.
Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, were you able to say, you know, I think I want to create more projects for you to do?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think because
sometimes it could not end well sometimes, you know, and you're okay.
Yeah, no, we definitely, that's the funny thing for us both is, and we talk about this all the time, mm-hmm. is, you know, we're husband and wife, mm-hmm. but we're best friends too. Like literally, like if you said, who's your favorite dude to hang out with, I'd say her. You know
what
I mean? Like,
that's awesome.
It's just like, she's just like my best buddy. And then, you know, people don't know this, but like she's been literally casting almost all of our films for like the last 4 years,
I think.
She does the work. She sits there. She looks at all that. Like, she's such,
That's awesome.
When we started getting, you know, close to 1,000 auditions for 15 speaking roles, it's so hard.
Yeah, yeah, of
course. And it's gut-wrenching for me to deal with. And I'll be honest with you, I don't have the patience for the terrible auditions.
Gotcha.
So So she sits through all that, does all that work, and then she started taking on producing, locations, props, and all kinds of other things. So we've just been partnering on every level there is, which is amazing.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to cut to a music break. Harley, if you don't mind doing the honors here. I'm sorry, I'm going to pass this little note to you. So I want you to introduce this song, and we'll be back more with award-winning actress, producer, Katie Wallen from the new movie Ashen Bone, which releases October 4th. We're going to get more into your character and about the movie. But before that, we're going to be playing this song. Do you want to introduce this song, Mr. Guest co-host Harley Wallen?
Yes, indeed. It is called Over You Now by Jade Pettier.
Pateri, close. So Jade Pateri. So, but yeah, that's close enough. I think my handwriting is pretty bad. So again, it's Over You Now by Jade Pateri. She was actually a guest on the show. She's a great artist, and we'll be coming back here more with Katie Wallen, actress producer of the new movie Ash and Bone, which is directed by Harley Wallen, our guest co-host. So again, here we go. And any social medias for you, Katie Wallen?
Yes. You can find me on TikTok.
Okay,
Katie Wallen, actress. You can find me on Instagram, Katie Wallen. Facebook, Katie Wallen.
You want to spell that? Spell out your...
Katie. Yeah, it's very different, guys. All right, so it's K-A-I-T-I. Wallen is W-A-L-L-E-N.
Okay, great. So Katie Wallen, check her out. Again, we'll be back more with Katie Wallen, again, from the new movie Ash and Bone, releasing October 4th. And one more time, Harley, let's introduce the song.
All right. Over You Now by Jade Pateri.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Jade Pateri with Over You Now. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie.
Now listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Why do all the boys that I love love to break my heart? Why can't I stop writing about them in the backseat of my car? They call me pretty, call me sweet, then turn around and leave. And now they got me asking what the hell is wrong with me. Maybe I'm too sentimental, or maybe they're just detrimental. Babe, my heart is not a rental, playing games ain't fundamental. For you, maturity is scary, cause baby, I'm not overbearing. Am I too much or way too caring? I think my brain needs some repairing. I'm done, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm done with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm down, worn out, not angry, I'm just over it now. I'm down with feeling down, not petty, I'm just over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. So over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now. I'm over you, over you, over you now.
Why do all the boys tell me they'll treat me like a queen? My love, I'll give you the whole world, give you my everything. But as soon as I say go, they stop and mess with me instead. Is something wrong with me, or is it all up in my head? What if I'm no fun, I'm actually boring, when all you do is keep ignoring my texts, my calls, now I'm imploring if I was even worth adoring. You tell me I'm so fascinating, and then you go on calculating if I'm even a bit worth dating. All you boys are frustrating.
right. That was Over You Now by Jade Pateri. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. But better yet, if you really like that song, check her out. She's all over socials. Jade Pateri. That's J-A-D-E-P as in Paul, A-T-T-I-E-R-I. Check it out on Spotify. Check it out on our social medias. Again, a wonderful artist and a wonderful guest. Again, it's Over You Now, Jade Pateri. What do you think of that song, Harley?
That's an awesome song. I liked it a lot, actually.
Awesome, cool. Yeah. And then what about yourself?
Any, yes,
is that your kind of music?
Yes, it is my kind of music.
Yeah, because what is your kind of music?
I really do have like a wide range. I really appreciate music that is positive and really kind of engages people and, uh-huh. and makes you move. And it doesn't matter, like, if it's rock, being able to head bump, or if it's just dancing, I mean, I'm all for it.
Okay, great. And what about you, Harley? I don't think I've ever asked you, what kind of music are you into?
I'm all about what I'm doing. So, like, if I'm long drive, I'll get some classic rock. If I'm in the gym and I'm putting in rounds, then I'll crank it up to metal or we'll go crazy. If I'm trying to unwind after a day on set, there'll be some Bob Marley. If I'm at the bar, unless some R&B, get me all the way there.
Okay, well, great. Well, again, so check her out, Jade Pateri. That's Over You Now. And again, we are back here with my guest co-host of the hour, award-winning actor, filmmaker, Harley Wong. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And our guest of the hour, award-winning actress, producer, Katie Wallen. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And they're both from the new movie, Ash and Bone, again, which releases October 4th. So let's flash forward. So again, so from your first introduction to filmmaking, so to speak, and production with your hubby, Harley, and then from there, what projects did you move on from that you're like, oh my gosh, this is kind of cool. So for the audience that does not know. What were the other film projects? I'm looking at it right here.
But we have a slew. Oh my gosh! I didn't really ask.
Okay,
like,
so you
okay.
I got
ten films later.
Eternal. Oh, yeah. So 10 films later, which is called Eternal Code.
Yep. Eternal Code.
Betrayed. Tale of Tales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a TV series that is going to be out here soon.
It is out.
Too.
It's on Amazon okay. as we speak. And,
awesome.
It is on releasing Amazon.
Releasing on Enigma.
Yes, Enigma.
Agrimmon's Gate.
Mm-hmm.
United Colors of Bennett. Song, mm-hmm. Moving Parts. Wow. So there's like 10 films later.
Yeah.
So are you loving it now? Or are you?
Oh,
like,
I'm loving it.
Okay.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Awesome. And what for you now, 10 films in, Harley, with working with your wife, how do you feel? Like, has it been like a joy? Has it been like, obviously it has to be, but I mean, just, you never know. You could be, I live with her. I got to use it.
No. Literally, she saves my life all the time, being a strong producer. And I was really worried. We just wrapped a film called Finding Nicole, where she played the lead, and she's literally in like 95% of the scenes. It's a domestic violence case. We had the actual Nicole on set. This is a true story. So all that pressure and everything that comes with that, and she's been my right-hand producer for so long, and now she had to take a smaller role because her role as Nicole was so big, and I was nervous, but she still killed it as a producer, still crushed it as an actress. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
And shout out to Jeff Barry too.
Oh yeah.
I have to say that because I will say
Joe Williamson.
Oh
my
yes.
God, everybody saved our lives.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I feel especially with independent film, you have to rely on your team around you. It takes a village. Yeah. And I feel, especially when I have that pressure on my shoulders of making sure that I portray this person, this real life person, the way that she needs to be portrayed, and also the way that the audience is going to perceive her. I need to be able to keep my head in the game there. And to have a team around me that I feel I can trust to let go is so important. And that's, I mean, even our makeup artist to our scripty to, you know, our PAs, like everybody
it's
around
family.
Us. Yep. And, and our cinematographers, we had two cinematographers on this one. And, like we just sound everybody, they become a family,
awesome.
You know? Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do, I wanted to kind of get more into Ash and Bone, but what I want to do, leave this open right now to mm-hmm. our guest co-host who I know. He probably knows all the answers, but for the audience that does not know, what questions do you think you could ask our guest of the hour, Katie Wallen, that maybe the audience would love to know the answers to?
I hope I give the right
answer. Or if there's that question you always wanted to ask her, but now, like,
right, hey, this would be the time.
Yeah. Oh my God. Be the time, so she doesn't get mad at you.
No, I would love, because of the fact that we talk about this all the time of actors that inspire us, but if you could pick a role in an already existing film and there would be a remake done, mm-hmm. and you could have played a character in that, what film would be remade and what role would you play?
The film would be Salt, and it would be Angelina Jolie's character.
Oh, okay.
I don't need to think about that one.
Did you know that answer? No,
I know that you've talked about being, but no, I did not know, and yeah. I did not know it was going to be that easy.
Oh, come on, Kill Bill, even, like, give me that. Like, oh. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I want it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Any other questions? Since you answered that so fast, any other questions before
I'm going to have to come up with something better than that.
So let's see, hopefully before the end of the hour. So let's get into Ash and Bone. Tell the audience a little bit of what it's about and what your character is.
Okay, so Ash and Bone is about this troubled teen who, through her parent, well, let's say her dad and her new stepmom, they end up going up north to try to reset and, you know, try to get back to a normal type of life, because she really hasn't done well with them. They kind of went off pretty rocky in the mm-hmm. beginning due to some circumstances. But anyways, my character is Sarah, and I play the stepmom to the lead named Cassie. And I have to say this, and Harley, you know this, but playing Sarah, it was very hard for me because she is so not like me as a person, as a parent, as a human being. I mean, she was exact opposite of me in ways, and there are things about her that I admired, and I actually, you know, took forth to really work on that with me and my character and in my, you know, me as a person. But yes, that is the spiel.
Awesome. And no, Harley, can you elaborate a little bit what inspired you to do this film or write it? Or
So the writer, Brett Miller, and I, we sat around and talked, because when I did Agramont's Gate, there was the tip of the cap to some of the people that came before us. I'm very big on history with film. So I was really Poltergeist and The Exorcist, and those films made a big impression on me. So I made Agramont's Gate that demon story. In this case, it's kind of funny because some people are like, why would you pick that? Mm-hmm. But the early 2000s had a really grungy flavor of horror. The Hills Have Eyes, A Wrong Turn, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and House of Wax. And I know they're all remakes, but there was a certain signature feel about those. And I felt like I wanted to take that and mm-hmm. then bring it into today, put a really good story around it, mm-hmm. and still have these terrifying hillbillies that are just not going to stop at anything until they kill you, and set that in a really good drama and a really good story. Mm-hmm. That's really what I wanted to do, and Brett was up for the challenge. He also really likes that style, that time, and we came up with Ash and Bone. So that was really what we wanted to do, as the tip of the cap to those who came before us, and I love doing that.
Awesome. And now, what was it like working on this movie, Ash and Bone, Katie Wallen, for you? Compared to the other ones, what do you think was different about this particular one for you? Or if anything, if there was.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we, at the time, we were really just starting to dabble into horror and scary. And I think for me, just the intensity of that, like being able to feel those moments the way that they need to be felt was different, because it's not the same as doing a drama. But there is a lot of drama. I mean, there is a lot of drama, but it's not around just the drama. But also, too, we ended up traveling up to Tawas.
Yeah,
Tawas, East Tawas, which is absolutely beautiful. If you've never been, it's in Michigan. It's East Tawas. They have tons of woods. Like, it's just, this is a cabins in the woods kind of thing.
It
and it is so cool. But we had... we actually had such a great time. But as far as challenges, I really think for us it was just being able to adapt into that environment, because it was so different. Usually we're on location closer to home, and like we go straight home. We're not staying out in
Our kids had to be somewhere else, because we were literally living somewhere else for the shoot.
Yeah.
And that was hard to not be around your kids. We have little kids, you know.
Wow.
There's 7 and 9, and back then this was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So to not be around your kids when they're 4 and you know,
could you have written them in the film? Maybe just so they're on set.
Trust me, you don't want to have to think about being a mom.
Not in a movie
when
like
you're
that.
On set.
It's a pretty brutal film.
So what other challenges for you as a filmmaker, Harley, that did you come up with? Obviously, aside from that, was there anything else different from other films that you've dealt with, or maybe not?
Definitely. I mean, for the first time, we shot this thing. It was a 14-day shoot in shooting days, shot over 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So 5 days on, 2 days off. And the intensity of that, and because it's a horror movie, you're virtually shooting mostly nighttime scenes. Mm-hmm. So to light woods at night and stuff like that, that was a challenge that I think most people aren't quite ready for until you have to do it, having all the generators and getting all these lights out and how long it takes to light scenes and doing it in 14 days when you have, you know, fairly complex stuff. We have mm-hmm. We had burn stunts and all like a lot of craziness. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely the big challenge, is how do we make this as good as we possibly can on a fairly aggressive shooting schedule.
And real quick, just to even add to that, because he did talk about the nighttime shooting, we had so much nighttime shooting. We basically started as soon as the sun went down to when the sun came up, and I'd be driving, like, the sun's coming up at, 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, it was rough, because you just completely have to, like, switch your schedule
around. And
then around.
Harley's like, going, why did I write this in the night? Why did I write this for night? Could I have done day for night, maybe? But, so cool. So, let's give some props to who else is in this movie with you, or, you know.
Angelina Danielle Sama. She's the lead. Her name's Cassie. She's the rebellious teenager. Obviously, there's Harley, me, and Erica Jane. Hovland, Jimmy Doom, Jamie Bernadette, Mason Heidegger. I mean, we have a stellar cast. Callum Koenig. I mean, and that is one thing I will say, because most, like, independent filmmaking is such a challenge already that you need to make sure you cast right. Mm-hmm. And I felt like everybody brought their A game, and they made their characters so unique and well defined. And it's like, even the most ordinary characters are super interesting because everybody else is so different.
It was funny because I kept thinking that we were kind of boring because we are such pushovers and so on in the film. And then from watching it, because I heard a bunch of people give us kudos when we did we won the Indie Gathering, 27th annual Indie Gathering, best horror film. Thank you. But it was kind of funny because normally when you go to these things, they introduce you before you show the film, and then everybody knows, and then they have to say nice things to you. On this one, I told them don't tell them I'm the guy. Like just so I'm sitting in the back, putting my hat on, and nobody knows I'm in there. So we had a almost full house because they knew it won best horror film, and then. Film is over and everybody starts talking before they bring me up for the Q&A. Everybody's talking and hearing all the feedback was really, really cool. The marks we wanted to hit, one of the big things, and I think I told you this before with Agamemnon's Gate, I love humor in horror, but not like funny haha. Yeah. I like taking somebody and squeezing them with tension and then making them chuckle. Catch their breath and then squeezing them again, and that's what we do with Ash and Bone, is that continuously where you just can't breathe and you don't want to go to the bathroom, you're afraid to miss something.
Awesome. Now, what was it like finally, because you guys had your premiere last night, what was it like actually, because how long was it since the pre to the principal to finally getting to see it on the big screen with a bunch of people last night?
Well, this one, due to COVID and some other things, we had, 3 years?
Yeah.
It's been 3 years since we filmed this. And I have to say, because this is something I've been talking about it all day, I enjoyed the fact that I haven't seen this in a while, because the thing is, I do sit there with Harley and we go through the edit and we grind. Like, he watches this thing a million times and you look at it with a different perspective, obviously, because you're like honing in on certain things and making sure that, well, the edit's right or the sound's right or the story's being told correctly and that everything has to fit into place. And then being able to step away from that for as long as we did and to watch it as an audience. I felt like this was the first time that I truly got to watch a movie that we made as an audience, and I loved it.
That's awesome.
And it was really cool. Like, the audience were really living and breathing the film. Like, they were when it was it's getting scary, it got real quiet in there, and everybody kind of tensed up. And then when, especially when the villains were starting to kind of get some payback, they were like, yeah! Like, they were just, like, so loud and so vibrant and awesome. So engaged, which is really cool. When they live and breathe with every death on screen, that's a huge reward. You can't almost take that away.
Well, cool. Well, on that note, how do people check this out? It's releasing October 4th, correct?
Yeah, I know you can pre-order the DVDs and Blu-rays and stuff like that already, so that's a good way to get it if you're a hard copy kind of guy. If you want to watch it come out, it'll be on VOD. And we don't really know the true story. This was supposed to be a theatrical coming out against a bunch of big horror films in October. They said, I don't think we're going to do the theatrical. We'll just do the premiere. And that was kind of be it. And then we just saw today on Fandango that they're announcing it as a theatrical on the 4th. So I'm like, okay. So
and you can order tickets.
Awesome.
On Fandango.
So we gotta find out what's going on. I gotta call the distributor and find out, because that happened earlier today. So
that's awesome. Well, congratulations if that all plays out. Well, if not, they can see it on VOD.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They could get Blu-ray, DVD,
and it's everywhere.
It's October 4th.
It's on Apple. It's on iTunes. It's everywhere else on VOD. And like I said, the hard copies are always fun. Yes.
And then it's called Ash and Bone. And then there's social medias, websites, or anything like that? Or
Just follow us. We post all of it. Mm-hmm. I think the best thing to do is follow our Painted Creek Productions page on Facebook, because we are very, very active with that account, telling the story about all the different projects that we have going on. And we will have a big announcement very soon about that vampire film that we did.
Awesome.
We are signing a theatrical on that next week.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So,
and you can find Painted Creek Productions on Instagram as well.
Yeah, that as well.
Painted Creek Productions.
Painted Creek Productions, yeah. And then Harley and I both, we both have Instagram. Katie Wallen, KaitiWallen. And then you can find us on TikTok. So, and we are pretty cool. We're pretty good about posting. Like, we like to do a lot of behind the scenes
and engaging
stuff,
and responding.
And engaging, yeah. Cool. So, please check us out.
Okay. And so this last question before, unless you had one more question that you were able to think of.
No, I got stumped so easily. I was kind of embarrassed.
So the time, we're almost running out, but I always like to end off the show. Obviously, you've been inspired. We'll inspire those. Mm-hmm. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there, Miss Katie Wallen, that wants to maybe become an actress, a producer, or just follow their dreams in general?
Well, screw stereotypes, screw, you know, whatever people tell you with saying that you can't do what you set out for. That's one thing I feel like, if it wasn't for the fact that I had somebody at my side supporting me to follow my dreams, I wouldn't be here today. I know that for a fact. And it takes a lot of work, and you need to be diligent. You need to be consistent and persistent and do your part. And, you know, you're going to stumble a few times. It happens. You got to live and learn, but that's how you grow.
Okay. And anything, I know you've said this many times, great words of wisdom, but out of the pandemic, so to speak, any things you've grown wisdom-wise and inspirational words, Mr. Harley Wallen?
I just think that my biggest thing is to always remain a student. I think it's so important, no matter what you do, is to never, ever, ever think that you've graduated or that you're too beyond any of that. I think if we can just humble ourselves and remember that we're students first, we can grow, we can elevate. I had so many people that came up to us yesterday and said, it's so wild, like, you've been doing this for so long now, and you still, every single film is just like better than the last, and you're always improving and you're always getting better. And they don't see behind the scenes all the work that goes into that.
Correct.
You know, these things don't happen by themselves. And I encourage people, when you pursue your dreams, don't leave any rock unturned. Don't get comfortable. Don't get lazy, because everything is on the other side of fear, isn't it? Yeah. Everything we want is right there.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you guys both. Thank you, Harley Wallen, for being a great guest co-host. And then Katie Wallen, thank you for being a great guest of the hour. So again, the movie is called Ash and Bone. It's releasing October 4th. So check it out, either on VOD, limited theatrical, or Blu-ray or anything, all that kind of, right? Am I missing anything? And then check them out. Again, it's Harley Wallen. And then check them out on social medias. And Katie Wallen, and it's spelled K-A-I-T-I-W-A-L-L-E-N. Thank you guys both, and God bless you guys both. Best of luck with all that you do. You're always welcome back, and again, I it's great to have you guys back and out of the pandemic, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck with all that you guys do. All right, again, so God bless you guys again, and thank you all for tuning in. Again, I like to end off my show, Matthew 19:26, in man things are possible, in God all things are possible, and we are out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.